This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Onslaught of Spider-Men, Barbies, scary freaks, and ghouls. And for certain, there'll be a Wednesday Addams or two, a witch, a fairy, a princess, a cowboy, a ninja, a bunny, a dinosaur. Who knows? Knock, knock, knocking at your door. Happy Halloween to everybody who celebrates, or if you turn your lights off so that nobody comes by to beg for candy. My name's Kate Delaney. Thank you so much for hanging with us. When I look at Halloween and I think of the number that we've talked about, that the U.S. hitting an all-time high of $12.2 billion in 2023 as far as spending on Halloween, wow, we need to escape. At least that's what these projections by the National Retail Federation tell us. If you think about 73-plus American children under age 18 celebrating Halloween just a couple of years ago, that's a Census Bureau number. The numbers expected to be just kind of around the same. And the fact that there's 600 million pounds of candy that is bought right around this time, wow. Can you imagine how much of that candy is consumed before it ever hits the bags of trick-or-treaters? I wish there was a way to find that out. I know that I got Snickers and Kit Kats and Paydays and some really fun candy, and I had a big bowl of it near the door getting ready for Halloween, and suddenly some of it has disappeared, and I can't blame Guinness, the dog, for it. I think that there was a taller man involved. That may be happening in your world, too. I do have to say that it is, to me, it is one of the fun things to let loose and celebrate. It really, really is. And, you know, other people are listening to us in other parts of the world, and I know some of you celebrate as well. 13 countries, including Colombia, Germany, China, it's gaining in popularity in some others, too, as well. Australia, Japan, and Sweden. And how do you tell that? You can tell by who's dressing up and what they're doing and how they're celebrating it. So happy, happy Halloween. You know, you heard the music at the beginning, and that's from the franchise, the Halloween franchise, which if you go back and watch the original from the 70s, I think it still, I think it still holds up. If you're out there trick-or-treating, the one thing to watch out for is colder temperatures. I was talking to someone the other day about this, and they're saying, oh, I hate it when it's too cold, because what happens is then you've got kids, young kids, or even older kids, but mostly when you're walking around with younger kids, you've got them in coats, and they're kind of wrestling around with their costumes and trying to show the people their costumes as they walk around. I think it's worse when it rains. That could dampen things in New Jersey, certainly for people that are trick-or-treating there, because it's going to be a little bit wet. In other areas, it might be clear, but it'll be chilly. And so the bummer there is what I said, is that you have to throw on those coats and deal with that. You know, because you figure when is sunset, and that's when, right when the sun is setting, usually that's when the younger kids tend to go out. So if you're looking and listening to us in New England, you're going to get temperatures that dip, dip, dip. I mean, above freezing, so that's the good thing. But, you know, 40s, really kind of in the 50s. But I think 50s isn't bad. Just a little kind of a brisk feeling. But 65 million still are under freeze warnings. So we're talking about a cold spell in general that's slamming into the eastern part of the United States. All right, sadly, we turn our attention to what we have focused on since the beginning of October, and that's what happened in Israel once the world went crazy thanks to the Hamas militants and what they did in slaughtering so many people that were at a festival, young kids, and in so many of these small areas right outside the Gaza Strip. So a 23-year-old German-Israeli woman who you saw, if you were watching any of this, and we talked about her before, you've heard the story, certainly on this show, of Shani Liu, who just was this beautiful, young, 23-year-old German-Israeli who was at that music festival. And there is the horrific scene where you would see her face blurred out, and she was being paraded around half-dressed in the back of a truck at one point. Well, they did officially identify a bone fragment from her skull that absolutely was, with the DNA test, concluded that the fragment belonged to her. She was, again, at that festival in southern Israel when Hamas breached the border between Gaza and Israel. She was kidnapped, tortured, paraded around by the terrorists, and the circumstances surrounding the attack, the video that appeared where she looked unconscious on the back of the truck, led the investigators to conclude the remains that they found were her remains, because they are still finding bodies this many weeks later, and then still trying to identify them too, as well. So very obviously sad to see that, hear that, and the 260 bodies she's added to that amount from that Nova Festival site. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, met with the families of those that were believed to be taken, or that are known to be taken, I should say now, because so many have been notified of that, because we know the number of hostages taken back to Gaza, the latest figure believed to be anyway, because you don't know that exactly, is about 239. So in listening to what the families are saying and the pressure from the families of the hostages for some kind of a deal to ensure their release, Netanyahu is under massive scrutiny for this, and there's a lot of calls, some for him to just be ousted, but he met with families of the hostages in Tel Aviv over the weekend where they demanded answers on the security of their loved ones and pushed him to secure the hostages' freedom as the offensive is escalating. And from what was released after the meeting from some of the families, they say they were pretty blunt. They made it clear to the Prime Minister that, you know, everyone for everyone is the deal the families would consider. They want everyone released. And on Monday, Hamas released a short video showing three women who are believed to be captives held by that group. The video shows them seated in plastic chairs facing the camera. The woman in the middle addresses Netanyahu directly. She makes a reference to a press conference by families of the hostages yesterday, suggesting it was filmed on Monday. They don't look physically mistreated, but, you know, there's still so many questions surrounding that. Questions surrounding the death of popular actor Matthew Perry from Friends, as the world really reacts to that. It was one of the most popular sitcoms ever and became popular in syndication, particularly during the pandemic. Some reaction to that coming up on the flip side, and more odds and ends.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Being alone sucks!
You know what? You're going to meet somebody. You're a great catch. You know, when I was telling all those guys about you, I didn't have to lie once.
I'm afraid the TV guide comes to Chenandler Bong.
Actually, it's Miss Chenandler Bong.
Because I'm in love with Monica.
You what?
I love you, Monica.
I love you too, Chandler.
That is Matthew Perry playing Chandler Bing, his popular character on that long-running sitcom, Friends. And like I said, the world is really reacting to his death over the weekend. He was found in his hot tub. His assistant found him, called 911. They responded, and since then, since the announcement that he had died, there has been this just massive tributes to him and whatnot. He was 54. It's sad. He was thinking of movies. He was also in Fools Rush In and some things I had seen him in. And he was found unresponsive in the, in the jacuzzi. His assistant, longtime assistant who had been with him, I guess, a decade, just went to go run some errands and returned and found him in that condition. So I think you're going to see that there's going to be more people expressing how they felt about him. And there is this thing that happens when you have this transfer of some kind of an iconic show or a show that connects is a good way to say that, where it lives on forever and ever. And Chandler Bing and Matthew Perry will live on forever and ever. Certainly through that, there was a connection to the kind of awkward, funny kind of character he was. So his Friends co-stars released a joint statement and said, "We are also utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family." And this was a statement that they wrote to people There is so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss. I think that is well said, because that's what people like to do, of course, and should do, take the moment to process what that means, what it means as you kind of reel from the loss of someone that you've known a big chunk of your life. So people that he worked with, etc., reacting to his death. And remember, he came forward in a sense and talked about, well, not in a sense, he did a tell-all memoir. And in that memoir, he talked about taking 55 Vicodin and a quart of vodka in a day was common. He talked about being in rehab over 60 times and what a devil it was for him and how tough it was to shake an addiction, and that if his book could make someone get help or see what was happening to them, if he could help them in some way, that would be remarkable. And that's what he hoped would be part of his legacy of helping people. He estimated that he spent about $9 million trying to get sober. He wrote about that in his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, saying, not only do I have the disease, but I also have it bad. I have it as bad as you can have it. In fact, it's back to the wall time, all the time. It's going to kill me. There is no release of the cause of the death of Matthew Perry. Supposedly there's an autopsy that's going to happen as would normally or could normally take place, and we'll see if anything else comes out of that. But rip to Matthew Perry. I thought he was excellent in the role that he played, Chandler Bing. It was a big part of my life and watching Friends. I wasn't a huge TV watcher because of sports and news and being a content junkie. So I picked my programs before we had streaming and all that. And certainly Friends was one of them. My friends, a lot of guy friends, a lot of other female friends would come over, and yes, we would be all exhausted from what we were doing. And they would come over and we would watch it, and we would just laugh hysterically at some of the nonsense that went on in that show. So really, really sad to hear that. Meanwhile, back to what else is going on that we're all talking about. And of course, Israel, as I started with that, is one of the big things because of what does it mean? Could we see World War III? What about people we know? What about the shock and horror of all of that? What about some of the other things that are happening around the country and around the world? We'll talk about that. But because now we have a Speaker of the House Republicans on Monday introduced a plan to provide $14.3 billion in aid to Israel by cutting funding for the Internal Revenue Service, setting up a showdown, I'm certain of this, with the Dems, who control the Senate. But this is a first major policy step or action under the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson. So we'll see what happens with this. Offsets for Israel, you know, you look at that and then you look at Ukraine spending. What does that mean for, as somebody said, national security? Would it be devastating for national security? That's what the White House is talking about, and saying that politicizing our national security interests is a non-starter, demanding offsets for meeting core national security needs of the United States, like supporting Israel and defending Ukraine from the atrocities that we've seen. It would be a break with the norm. And will this be the break with the norm? That was what the White House press secretary had to say during the day, saying there would be implications for our safety and alliances in the years ahead if that were to happen. Meanwhile, there is a large migrant caravan compromising Central Americans and so many others on that path. Venezuelans, we've talked about that before, what they've dealt with on Monday. They're headed to the U.S. And Washington is, of course, grappling with the pressure on the southern border. And you have the president, who is, of course, in a re-election battle coming up next year, who was also under pressure to curb the number of people crossing illegally into the United States. And so now this big caravan, because there's naturally video and photos and things being released, are from Cuba, El Salvador, Guatemala, as I said, Venezuela is one of them. And, you know, they're escorted by civil protection officials and ambulances. They're walking on a coastal highway around midday on Monday. A lot of them were caught, not caught, but caught fleeing the poverty and the political instability and that kind of thing in this massive group when we talk about caravans. And this is the hot potato that gets tossed around all the time. That is nothing new. I've said this since I got out of college. This has been some sort of issue, some kind of conversation about, well, what are we doing? What's the humane thing to do? How do you process people? How does all of this work? And how it works is by getting something done. But we never, ever tackle that in the right way because it's become so heavily politicized and there doesn't seem to be any compromise. There was a compromise with the United Auto Workers. They announced on Monday they reached a tentative deal, it's true, with General Motors. So this means it's been like, 40-plus days, right around 40 days. We have GM, Ford, Stellantis. They agreed to terms that would end the union's 6 weeks of targeted strikes. The deal from President Sean Fain from the UAW closed is kind of similar to the Ford and Stellantis and deal, and it would give workers higher raises than they've received in years, like 25%. If approved, it would also claw back some concessions, things that they wanted from before, meaning that they would also get a 401k. There would be a bump there, and there's a couple of other things that are in this tentative agreement, which the impact on the auto industry in the amount of weeks, the 6 weeks, has been significant. You look at the losses, and the GM CEO, I remember her talking about this. We're talking about an estimated $200 million per week in losses. Wow. Now, hey, members could still vote down the deals, but it seems unlikely given what they have tentatively agreed to. Hey, your thoughts. A to Z coming up next. The ever-popular mailbag. We're headed there next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. currently does not support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Monday said the U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. The FDA is cautioning against the use of over-the-counter eye drop products from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. This warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, let's just dive right in. This one is from Jake. Listening to us in the great state of Texas, he's a long-time listener of this show. Jake says, "Hello, Kate Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. I must tell you, I'm curious about the kind of candy that you like, Kate. I love candy corn. Most people either love it or are absolutely repelled by it. If you had your choice of candy, what would it be?" I wanted a lighter thing to go to at the top. This is not just baloniness. I do, but all of us, let's face it, no one's walking around. I don't think anyone's walking around constantly eating quinoa and lettuce leaves and fruit and vegetables and nothing else in between. Even my sister-in-law, who's pretty healthy, I see her dip into the candy. So what is my favorite candy? You know what I would say? I mean, what would I be tempted by? I'm like an M&M's person, which is so deadly, right? And deadly in the sense that because you just, it's like a thing where there's the M&M's and the, if they were out, where then you just would eat too many. Whereas probably if you had those small size candy bars, it'd be a much better chance just to have a Twix or a Kit Kat. And then I would probably put that on the list for me. Or the ultimate would be peanut butter cups, the Reese's peanut butter cups. So there, now you have unveiled that for everybody, Jake. I'm sure they're fascinated. It's something to think about. If you got a weird pang, even if you're not a sugar person, I just kind of bet there's some candy, some place, somewhere that you would maybe dive into once in a while. It's not about candy here. It's this from Sherry, who says, Hi, America Tonight listeners, and to you as well, Kate. It is so sad to see what is happening in reaction to the Israel-Hamas war, the things that are happening here at home. Cornell University, they have to have the governor go and actually release a statement on the campus saying it's not right that somebody can't just simply walk to their classes. There's so much anti-Semitism and threats, anti-Semitic threats that are swirling around on that campus and in other places. Frankly, what is wrong with Americans who are doing this? I understand people worried, concerned, maybe even protesting in a sense and peacefully about the people, the Palestinian people, because as you say, Kate, they're just the shields for Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist group. They don't care about the Palestinians or what's happening. That wouldn't happen, clearly. But the way that it has spread across the U.S. and the world in some really hateful ways is sad. Yeah, the Cornell University thing, thanks for that, Chair. The Cornell University thing, over the weekend, there were threats that were posted on the fraternity sorority forum, including to kill Jews on campus. So police are responding. They're intervening. That's why the governor of New York was there and released a statement and said that it's just, you know, talked about just how horrific it is, the threats of violence and whatnot. And of course, this shouldn't be happening. This is the reaction to what's going on. So the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, met with Jewish students on the Cornell campus, and she said they're showing incredible strength and unity in response to the vile threats, and said we have no tolerance for hate or violence, and I've directed the New York police to increase security on college campuses all over New York. And she was at a joint news conference at Cornell on Monday and talked about those things that I just mentioned. This one is from Kenny, and Kenny says, woohoo! And he did it just like that, too. I'm just kind of now saying it. Woohoo! The strike is over. Kate, I was part of that strike. It's ridiculous. The strangulation of the big boys, cutting the rest of us off, the fact that I've got some other family members, the fact that finally we're getting, I think, a decent enough raise, which is something we've really been pushing for, and more benefits in the right direction. This will absolutely buy, I believe, the people that I work alongside with who work their butts off. It will give them a much bigger spring in their step, so to speak, and will feel much better about showing up with these long hours sometimes that we have to endure. Although many willingly would do that, they just didn't feel it was right that the cost of living was not matching what the wages were. And I hope that everybody in America could find themselves in a situation where their salary and benefits equal what they're putting out. Amen to that. So the top UAW wage, and good for you, would go to more than $40 over the life of the new contracts. Life of the new contracts from $32 an hour. That would allow employees working 40 hours a week to earn about $84,000 a year. And then there's some protections to workers, because think about EVs replacing gasoline models and jobs at battery factories supplanting jobs making components for combustion engine vehicles, which is really, really, really big. I like the fact that that's happening. You know, you figure, where is somebody at their career? What level are they at? And frankly, because I've talked to so many people in HR in the auto industry, they talk about how tough it is in getting people, getting good people, getting people that want to work, people that aren't there for a while and then bolt out, and then having to replace them, the costs of all of that. And certainly the cost of the 6-week strike was pretty big, because it costs millions every single week. And having 6 weeks of a strike, yeah, they were feeling the pinch on the bottom line for sure. And now that you've got the, and that's why it's good in the contracts, now that you have the three largest automakers who are, of course, rolling tens of billions of dollars into developing new electric vehicles, building battery plants and retooling factories to catch up to let's face it, the big boy Tesla. That these are the things that have to that have to be done. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Lori, who says, "Kate, what do you think will happen with this suit in Colorado trying to block the former president off the ballot? Do you think that they'll win this? Do you think that the Colorado trial to keep Trump off the 24 ballot will be successful?" Well, here's the thing. Whatever happens in the Colorado court, I was thinking about this today, it'll end up then in the Supreme Court to me. And there are other lawsuits brought by advocacy groups, right? Michigan, Minnesota. But Colorado is the first one to go. So this is the one to watch. It's a 1 week trial, and it's a real test of whether there's a viable path for his opponents to keep him off the ballot. And so before I get to my answer is I think if he's kept off the ballot, or that's the ruling in Colorado, that goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. Then what does the Supreme Court do? You look at how the Supreme Court is stacked, and I can't see that happens. I mean, he is the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. Duh, we know that. And so this idea of keeping him off the ballot under this rarely used Civil War provision of the U.S. Constitution bars people who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion from holding federal office. So that would have to be, that's the crux of it, and that would have to be proven. So that's the path to that, first of all. And then again, it would rest with the Supreme Court no matter what, if it were to go in that direction. And that's a 6-3 conservative majority, including three Trump appointees. So I don't see it. I don't. But let's see how it plays out. If it plays out in not in favor of Trump, like I mentioned, it goes to the highest court in the land. That is absolutely the answer to that, and I don't see it. I do not see that happening. No way. All right, how about this one from Mac Attack? And Mac says, "Delaney, I am worried about troops being part of this Israel-Hamas war. Support and backing up Israel, absolutely. Those terrorists, thugs, and that's even a mild word, Kate, to use, I think that they deserve every pounding to the ground that those animals should get. But to actually be there with troops on the ground would be just completely deadly and would light the fuse for World War III. And I'm wondering if you think that is what's going to happen here. Well, listen, when the U.S. Navy sent two carrier strike groups, remember, to the Mediterranean, and of course there's the reports of the Iran-backed groups firing Hezbollah, whatever, on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Then there was more troops that were sent to the Middle East, and then the U.S. launched strikes against Iranian weapons depots in Syria. So you think about that, yikes. But even the vice president said, "We have absolutely no intention or plans to send combat troops into Israel." I think she was on, I want to say, 60 Minutes. I caught a little bit of that. So I don't see that. No. I do not see that happening. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life?
Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Once again, happy Halloween to everybody who celebrates. Boy, do we need a little respite from the things that are a respite, as my brother would say. We need some of that calm and cool and ha-ha funny, I think, in our lives. And to me, I like to see the clever costumes when the kids come to the door, frankly, and they often are very, very, very clever. I know that next door to me, because they were talking to me about what they were doing with two kids that were six. They were going to be Siamese twins, and they had a really big shirt, and they were all excited about it, and they were doing some other things to make them look like Siamese twins. I know somebody else around the corner who has a little boy who's wonderful. He's going to be a Spider-Man because as much as there are other action heroes and whatnot that he watches, it's Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. That's like the forever costume, right? A ghost, Spider-Man, Batman. They just never go out of style. But what I think happens is what's going on in the culture is the thing that often you'll see somebody dressed as, you know, whatever it is. That's why Barbie is so popular. I bet you anything that at some of the Halloween parties over the past weekend, because of Taylor Swift, her relationship with Kansas City's Travis Kelce, where there was just a funny thing that happened, not funny for Kansas City fans, but the fact that Denver beat Kansas City, and over the weekend in Denver, they played her popular song, Shake It Off, and showed, you know, Kansas City after they had beaten them. But I think because that's become this weird cultural moment, that there would be people that would be dressed like Taylor Swift anyway, because Swifties are huge, are popular. But there would be couples where you would have a Travis Kelce and a Taylor Swift, whatever is popular, I believe, in the culture. All right, this is a little bit of did you know things that might have went under the radar. Of course, so much focus on new Speaker of the House, what's the funding going to be, throwing up the money for Israel, the numbers that I mentioned at the top of this, where all of that goes, reaction to, you know, finding another body of a beautiful young girl that was seen barbarically looking like she was tortured weeks and weeks ago, and just confirming because of a piece of her skull that where the DNA was taken, just adds the fuel to what's happening in Israel and the rage of the families who want their loved ones back. So in the midst of all of that, the Republicans and the plan to provide the $14.3 billion in aid to Israel by chopping out the funding for the Internal Revenue Service and what will happen in the Senate, and does anything move there. There's going to be something that moves, because there's going to be money that goes to Israel, absolutely, for sure. But piggybacking off of that, often I look at polls to kind of get that sense of what people are feeling or thinking. And about 8 in 10 Americans say they're worried that the Israel-Hamas conflict could ignite a terrorist attack on the United States. This was a News Nation Decision Desk HQ poll that was released on Monday night. So it just came out. 8 in 10 worry that could then bleed over into the U.S. Of the people surveyed, 42% pin the blame of the violence in the Middle East squarely on Hamas, which, of course, is the terrorist group, the regime, whatever you want to call it, that runs Gaza. And only 8.6% blame Israel. This all started back on October 7th, where more than 1,400 people were killed in Israel, 800 of them civilians, 200-plus dragged into Gaza as hostages. And what's interesting is, of the people surveyed, about 62% say they're either very worried or somewhat worried when they're asked about the accuracy of the information about the Israel-Hamas war. And to that end as well, 47.4% say the U.S. news media is fairly and accurately covering the war. Wow. 34.9% disagree that the American media's coverage is fair and accurate. Another wow. And 51% say the U.S. is positioned about right in its support of Israel. So there you have it, right? This is what we're looking at. What that U.S. troops aren't going to be a part of it, that confirmation of that from the VP when asked about it, the reaction to what's happening to the Palestinian people, what's happening in the U.S., what's happening in other places, too, as well. But, look, all you need to do is go back to the roots of what happened here on the 7th. And the young girl that was just confirmed, you know, Shani Liu, being beheaded by Hamas, the German-Israeli woman in her early 20s who was just simply at a festival. And you know how vile that was in the reaction to that. And then we've got these anti-Semitic things that are popping up on some campuses, Cornell that I mentioned too, and the governor swooping in to say, you know, this won't be tolerated whatsoever. Polls, polls, polls. Since I brought up the whole polls thing, I'm going to bring this up where it's not a shock. I know you're not going to be stunned by this. As sure as the sun comes up and sets every day, we believe that to be an event that happens, and it does, right? The world keeps spinning. The former president, Donald Trump, is maintaining his commanding lead over his Republican rivals in Iowa, less than 3 months before the state kicks off the Republican presidential nominating contest. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, tied for second place The Des Moines Register and Mediacom did this last week, and they found the same numbers we keep seeing. We've seen for, you know, over a year that Trump has nearly a 30 percentage point advantage over the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and the Florida governor ahead of the January 15th caucuses in the Midwestern state. So, you know, do you think January 15th, we are turning the page to November 1st and nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I don't see anything changing. He's the dominant player in the field. That's it. I mean, we've seen that the numbers just have gotten better. They got better from August. And when I'm constantly asked about that, oh, is there, well, not even people who are anti-Trump, just people who are thinking, well, what's the options and what are other candidates saying? And of course, we've had a couple of debates now, and we have another one coming up that he's not part of, and which, by the way, makes sense to me. If I were his campaign advisor, why would he need to be? Why would the former president need to be at one of these debates when he's so far ahead of everyone else? So, because I'm constantly asked that, I throw that in there that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed from the numbers. Only maybe they've gotten a little bit bigger. Is it right? Maybe just a little bit bigger. And this is a did you know follow up here when we talk about the FTX situation, the cryptocurrency situation, right? Sam Bankman-Fried testified Monday, the FTX founder, that the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange was precipitated by the head of his Alameda Research trading firm failing to adequately hedge against a downturn in the market. The 31-year-old former billionaire said that he asked Caroline Ellison, the chief executive of that Alameda Research, and his former partner, romantic partner, to make trades that would offset the risk of falling crypto prices starting in mid-2022. He answered questions from his defense lawyer, Mark Cohen. He said that he had discussed the risk of Alameda, which had lent funds to FTX executives and invested in startup companies going bankrupt. Bankman-Fried has pled not guilty to 2 counts of fraud and 5 counts of conspiracy. Prosecutors have said that he looted billions of dollars in FTX customer funds. That's nice, right? We know. To prop up Alameda, making these speculative venture investments and contribute to U.S. political campaigns too as well. If convicted, and I personally think he will be, he could face decades in prison. The music means we got to dance off the stage, my friends. I leave you with this. Be safe, be happy, and for goodness sake, have fun. It's Halloween.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.